We're going to study today an introduction, not a tshuva, not a responsa, not a responsum to a halachic question, but we're going to study an introduction that has profound significance for the halachic world. This is an introduction to the Sefer HaMaor by Rav Zerachya Halevi. Rav Zerachya Halevi was born in Girona around 1130. He died around 1186. In his youth, he moved to Provence and in southern France and studied under the Ravid, among others. His most important work is the Sefer HaMaor, which includes glosses on the halachos of Rav Yitzchak Alfasi the Rif. Now, the Sefer HaMaor was a work on the Gemara, on Shas, but we typically view it as a gloss, as a commentary, challenge on the halachos of Rav Yitzchak Alfasi, because he argues 40 to 50% of the time on the Rif and Rav Yitzchak Alfasi, both in his interpretation of the Gemara and in Psak Halacha. Now, the Rif is an abridgment of the Talmud, and it was written in the 11th century, and it cites the accepted halachic rulings from the Talmud, and this was a major halachic work of great importance, particularly amongst Sephardic Jews. And in the 11th century where it was written, many places, people just studied the Rif instead of the Gemara. For the Rif, the central Talmudic text is the Bavli, and he passed like the Bavli, so it also had enormous significance in establishing the Talmud Bavli as the primary Talmud, as opposed to the Talmud Yerushalmi. Now, Rav Zerachya Halevi lives most of his life in Provence in southern France, which is the bridge between Sephard and Ashkenaz. It has a unique tradition. Ashkenaz is generally northern France and Germany, and Sephardic culture is mostly in Spain, North Africa, Egypt. And Provence is sort of the crossroads between France, the Ashkenazic tradition, and the Sephardic tradition. And we're going to read a part of his introduction to his halachic work, the Sefer HaMaor, which he provides justification for writing his work. And he begins by saying that Bimakomos Rabim Bekatuv Nikres HaNefesh HaChaya Kavod. He says that a person's living soul is called a kavod. And he cites a pasuk that says, Lachain Sabach Libi V'Yagol Kvodi. My heart was happy and my kavod rejoiced. Ura Kvodi. My kavod should be awakened. The mind is Amercha Chavod. Other psukim deals with the word Kavod, and he explains that Habore Atzala Aladav Mikisei Kvodo, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave over from his Kisei Kavod, from his divine throne, his throne of Kavod, and Uba Nasan Alav Mehodo, and God gave from himself, as it were, to us, to our Nefesh, to our Kavod. God gives of himself his splendor. And he writes that this is hua etzam nichsaf el yisul. This is desired. This is coveted to its foundation. It's kamo choshek asher nichsaf ledodo. It's a desire that's coveted by the generation. By its beloved. Alchi galeh elav soldo. Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals its secrets. And he says, "Bedirshu atzedek baldo," that when we seek it out with all our heart, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give it to us. We seek it out with all our heart, with all our soul, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will give of his kavod. What is that? That's bechipso ha'emes, kasher tisig yado. What do we naturally desire? What do we naturally covet? The emes, the truth. And then he goes on to explain about. He compares when we receive the truth, it's like a light is shining. Ki bizroach oro v'hu orach chayim al nefesh chayav. And God shines His light, is the light of life on a living person. Azocha shelakachem yemenu, that merits that took it from Him. Tazir kazorakia, we're gonna light up like the skies. And this is, and so he begins his introduction by explaining that there is this inherent desire, almost an infatuation with achieving the truth. And even when we achieve the truth, so it's important that if that's our goal, to look, to seek the truth, to desire, to yearn after the truth, then he writes, Vaha, he says that that when this desire strengthens on his heart until it seems that this is desire that's leaving the realms of modesty, and he's removing a mask of shame from on his countenance. It's almost as if it's nice, it's normal, it's valuable to be humble, to express humility, to be a little more reserved. But when we seek out the truth, when we desire the truth, we remove that mask of shame, and we have to be brazen. We have to remove that mask of tznius, of modesty, to seek out God. And he says that this is what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He says, Kaoso Shamar Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm sorry. So first he says that, yeah, he says, Shehoya Moshe Meser Me'apana Bebola Daberi Madonav. The Moshe's were removed his mask at the end of Parsh Pekudei to speak to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Then he said to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he says, Kaoso Shamar Rabbeinu Kaddish Yaldus Hoysabi Ve'azdi Panai Benasana Bavli Afo Pisha. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was brazen when he would challenge Nasan HaBavli, who was the leader when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was young. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was not embarrassed to challenge him, even though he was a very humble person. And Rav Chadvoy challenged his Rabbi Rav Sheshes. And Vamara Papa Kolki Hai Milsa Nema Enesh Kame Rabba Velo Lishtok. And Rav Papa says that you must challenge your Rebbe if you know something that he did not. And there's a halacha, Minayin Latamana Yoshi, the Rabba Vora Zachus, if the La'ani Vachova Lashir, Minayin Shal Yishtok, Tabalo Midvar Sheker Tirchok. How do you know if a student is sitting in front of his Rebbe and he sees that his Rebbe is judging a particular case and he sees that someone should be judged, he sees a merit, a good argument for one person or for another person, or a merit for the poor person, and or he sees some liability, an argument to make the rich person lie, but how do you know that he shouldn't remain quiet? Because stay away from falsehood. Seek the MS. MS wins out over tznius in this regard. If you know, if you're searching for the truth, be open about it. Don't be afraid. Don't be embarrassed. Seek out the truth. And he says, he even cites secular philosopher. He cites Ibn Janach, who said to Rabbi Yehuda ben David Chayui, a leading grammarian, both lived in the 11th century, he cited the Divrei HaPhilosoph, the word of the philosoph, Shehishiv al Rabo v'Amar, that when Aristotle was speaking about Plato, v'mariv la'emes. So there's a v'mariv la'emes im afaltom. So there's a quarrel, struggle between truth and Afalton and Plato. Who should I side with? Plato or the truth? Ushneim ohavna. We love both. We love Plato and we love the truth. Acha emes ehov yoser. But truth is more beloved. So we see with even, he even cites that within the secular world that we should feel entitled and have every right to argue on our Rabbi, on our teacher, when it's for the pursuit of truth. This introduction is the basis for Zerachia Halevi to argue on the monumental work written by Rav Yitzchak Alfasi the Rif. He apparently needs to write an introduction as to what gives him the right to argue of Yitzchak Alfasi. And he continues and he says, V'amar od ani lo basi ligro malas ha'isha zeh la'shpila. My goal is not to degrade my Rebbe, Ach lafli lagdila, but I want to elevate him and uplift him. Kikulanu mishadei chachmaso heinaknu. We all were nourished from the chests of his wisdom. Umeoisher tfunaso henikanu, and from the wealth of his wisdom we also were nourished. And pri pisichlo ano achtu loktim, we collected from the fruits of his wisdom, of his seichel. Uviyam dato anachnu shotim, and we're swimming in the sea of his knowledge. Vahu asher pakach einenu v'lamanu v'oidu v'gadal v'iskilaru b'chachma azos, and he's the one who opened our eyes and taught us and raised us and made us wise with this wisdom. V'kasher lamanu mipiv anachnu mishim midvar v'dvar, and we're learning from his mouth, so we're simply responding from his words on his words. In other words, he's saying that our Rebbe taught us everything, and we're just now questioning one thing he said with something else that he said. And he says, "Uchdvar ma'ela v'yoser mehema," and with respect to these and other matters, "Kol sheish lahosif aniyat zair omer av Rabbeinu harav hagadol hamuvhak Rav Yitzhak ben Rav Yaakov bal hamahal halachos hamachuna ibn alfasi." Now he's very specific, very precise. This is what I, the young one, said about the great rabbi, Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Yaakov, the author of the halachos that it's called, who was called Ibn Alfasi, the Rif. I don't have to go on and on about his wisdom, his understanding, his greatness, because everyone knows about how great he is. And Velazos, he skips a few lines. Velazos, let me skip a few lines. Velazos, chibarti ha-sefer zeh, ve-karasi ma'or, la-ha'ir einai ha-talmidim. And if I wrote my own work, and I'm reading from his light, to shine, so that his light can shine on the eyes of the students, lasir mimichshol en sfekos, umokshi ashkagos, to remove from the students different doubts and different mistakes. Visamti halachos harav nizkar zal kishoresh, let's say for example, my commentary or my gloss on his work makes his work a foundational work. And that's what I'm doing by writing a work which challenges and asks questions and adds to what he wrote. I am transforming his work into a foundational work. Uvani doresh v'shol v'choker meir ma'orer, and in my work I'm expounding and asking and investigating and awakening new questions. Pam somech v'ozer, sometimes I'm supporting him. Upam k'meishu v'shor, sometimes I'm trying to destroy what he said. I'm challenging what he said. In other words, the Rabbi Zerachya Halevi is praising the Rif's work, and he uses his own work that he's running, the Sefer HaMaor, to delve more deeply into the topic based on what the Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi, wrote. It's a strength for a student to be able on the Rebbe, and Baal HaMaor is teaching. Zerachya Halevi is teaching the Torah of the Rif, and he's challenging, he's questioning, he's supporting. But this is what we do. And fascinating that at the end of the introduction, he writes, "Vani mashpia v'chei holam l'chol matik sefer zeh," and I want to issue an oath to anyone who is copying my sefer. Shiyati kapsicha zos, he needs to copy this introduction. Don't throw it out. Apparently, many other books had introductions, and when someone copied it, they didn't care for the introduction. They didn't copy the introduction. No, my introduction is important. I need this introduction that will serve as a testimony to cleanse me from the guilt for anyone who reads the Sefer. Maybe someone's going to read my work and then they're going to bring shame upon me. Because they can say, how can you argue so much on this great rabbi, the Rif? And therefore, he writes an introduction to justify what he's doing, why he's doing it. Again, he feels that you can learn, you can disagree with your Rebbe, and by writing this work, even though it's questioning and challenging his Rebbe's work, he's making it a foundational sefer. The Ramah, for example, made the Shulchan Aruch a foundational sefer. The Raavad, with all his questioning of the Rambam, made his work into a foundational sefer. The Balaam Or gave the Rif a stronger platform. But again, it's not simply because Rav Zrachi Alevi just wanted to challenge the Rif. Not simply because he likes to argue. The reason why you can argue and challenge your Rebbe is because, not for your kavod, not to show how smart you are, but it's because you seek the emes. You have a desire, an infatuation for the truth, not to achieve kavod, not to be oppositional, but simply because you seek the emes. And why is this introduction so important for our halachic tradition? Because it justifies how we can argue on earlier great gedolim. How can we challenge and question and reject at times the arguments of an earlier gadol? And the answer is, we're allowed to seek the truth. Obviously, we have to be capable. We have to be someone who knows how to learn and someone who understands the sources and the argumentation. But we're allowed to argue as long as we're motivated by this desire, this infatuation to seek the truth. Do it with humility. Recognize the greatness of what came before you. But also, don't let it stop you from seeking the truth. And the Shibole Haleket, interestingly enough, that was a halachic work. He was an Italian rabbi, an Italian posek, and he lived maybe 100 years later. This work is in the 13th century. And he writes the following. He says, Eich yale alev ish lashiv al divrei godim harishonim. How can someone challenge the opinions of the earlier Gaonim? Their hearts were open, like the opening of the Ulam, the antechamber of the Mikdash. And he said, here's a parable that I learned from the non-Jewish sages. That the philosophers asked the greatest among them, don't we all admit that the earlier philosophers were much smarter than us? But don't we very often challenge and criticize and argue and contradict their words in many different places? So, Vayemes, Itanu, the truth is with us. Eich, Yikon Adavar is that. How can we do this? Heshiva philosoph. A philosoph. So the philosopher responds, Mitzofe Yosef Merachok, Hananas O'anak. Who can see farther? The dwarf or the giant? Heavy Omer? What would I say? Hanak, the giant. Sheinav Shomdos Makom Gavo Maod. Meine Hananas. So he's standing higher, so he can see much farther. Vim Tarchiv Hadaras Bitzavar Hanak. But if you place the dwarf on the shoulder, the neck of the giant, Mira Yosef Rachok, who can see farther? Heavy Omer Hananas. Now the dwarf can see farther. Because now the eyes of the dwarf are higher than the eyes of the giant. This is how we are. We later generations are like dwarves riding on the necks of giants. Because we saw their wisdom. And we delve even more. And from the strength of their wisdom, we became smarter. Lomar, to say, Koma sha'anu omrim, and we basically are smart to say whatever, and because of their wisdom, we have become wise to say everything that we say. Not that we're greater than them, but we are like midgets on top of giants. They're giants, but we have the benefit of reading everything that they've said and seeing their perspective Plus, we have our own wisdom. So the Baal HaMaor, we see, provides the basis for later poskim, later halachic poskim, to challenge earlier halachic poskim. But it has to be based on the infatuation and the desire for the emes, for the truth.